Welcome to Illinois Family Spotlight, a conversation about issues of the day from a biblical perspective, as well as highlights from interviews, conferences, and events. Here's Monty Larrick.
Thanks for making Illinois Family Spotlight part of your day. I am joined by former state representative, former state senator, former gubernatorial candidate, still a farmer, Darren Bailey.
Nope, always a farmer. It's an honor to be here for such a fun day as today, is talking about a situation where we only have citizen vote. Isn't that a novel idea?
It is a novel idea in this day and age. Can we make that happen in Illinois?
With what's going on, you know, I think people are, it's the economy now that's really speaking to people, and where is that money going? So when that money is going to free housing to people who are not here legally, when that money is going to prop up subsidies and give free health care to people who are here illegally, when that money is going to put people's children who are here illegally through college cost-free, that's a problem. So we've always asked ourselves, you know, is there cheating? Is there fraud? You know, we're in Illinois, so yes, there is, but to what extent? You know, these people who are here illegally can get a driver's license. When they get a driver's license here in Illinois, they're registered to vote. That is a huge problem. So now that President Trump has Illinois and Chicago on the radar, I believe we are closer now than ever of correcting and righting this problem.
Well, does the ball really get rolling when you become governor?
You know, if that were to happen, I don't deny, you know, the problems that are going to incur, that every executive order, every idea is going to be pushed back, overturned, vetoed. But still, the people need hope and the people want hope. So to be able to stand, to be bold and courageous, not to go to the back room and cut these flunky deals. You know, I understand you got to work with people. I get that. But Republicans too often have given in, gone soft, and cut deals that are bad for people. So, you know, it's much like this journey that we've been on. We've been blessed to be able to get this message of hope out to the masses that, hey, it can be different. I think people find some trust in me to stand up and tell the truth and to inform everybody of what's going on, which is exactly what I've done as a state rep and a state senator. That's how we create change.
Well, you're mulling another run for governor. What factors are you weighing to determine whether or not you will run?
Well, the people that I surround myself, as always, and thank goodness there's more people stepping up to the plate. That's been amazing. Mulling the numbers, polling, finding out where we're at, where we would be at in a primary. Where is J.B. Pritzker truly at? Where is his favorability rating at? Because the last time we ran, he was at a 55%, and we thought because of the Safety Act, we thought because of the COVID lockdowns that we could dent that. It was just still too fresh, and we couldn't. But a lot has changed since then. So, you know, we're being told by national media that his favorability rating is in the, you know, below 50%. That's huge. We've got to find out how accurate that is. And then finally, having the conversation with donors to find out where the money is going to come from. And I can stand here and tell you right now, that's pretty amazing as well, because there are new donors coming out of Chicago that I never met the first time that are considering support.
Do you think you'll receive the support of the leadership of the Illinois Republican Party?
We have to work together to make that happen. You know, I've been hard on them. They've been hard on me. We haven't seen eye to eye. I think one of the biggest problems is because missing true leadership from the governor's office, that plumb line's just not there. So I know them, the leadership, well. I've worked with them, but we have got to figure out a way to coalesce, to come together, to be on one team, to be united behind the Republican platform. And yes, that will be that has to be a goal if we're going to win in Illinois.
What makes you think you could win this time around? Have things changed in Illinois? Has Trump helped to energize the base? What do you think?
Well, yes and yes. That's a big factor. Being a farmer, you learn from mistakes. You make mistakes, and you're raising children. You learn from your mistakes and move on. We obviously made mistakes in our last campaign, so we're looking at what can be different, what has to be changed, who needs to be brought to the table. And yes, the very fact that President Trump has Illinois and Chicago in his crosshairs is huge, because much like California, New Jersey, and Illinois, you know, a lot of people just bypasses. They're like, we're going to get what we can fixed, and then we'll come back. That's not happening. So yes, I hold a lot of hope in the fact that now we are on the national radar, and I think that the people across the United States want to do whatever they can do to prevent J.B. Pritzker from being a presidential candidate, because that would absolutely bring destruction to this republic. So I do hope that and believe that the people of Illinois are a little more educated and frustrated and concerned than they were before.
The problems are mounting here in Illinois. Crime, high taxes, high energy bills, etc. Are the people of Illinois ready for a real conservative candidate?
That's a good question. Are the people ready for a conservative candidate? Because right now, tax bills are going out into many of our communities, and even in my own community, people show up and say, I can't afford these property taxes. And most of what drives property taxes are local spending in our schools. So people seem to be excited and proud of a new gymnasium, a new football field, yet that's what's costing them, you know, to have to remortgage their house over many, many times. So yeah, if we get the message out the way we should, people are aware. They just need to put the puzzle pieces together and know that we can exact change. The state of Illinois has got to go on a diet, period. That's the bottom line. And we can do that. I mean, whenever I started running for state representative in 2017, the budget at that time was $32 billion. And today it's pushing $56 billion. And what on earth do we have to show for that? Nothing but higher taxes, families moved out, people cannot afford to live in the state of Illinois any longer.
You want to make Illinois livable again?
We must make Illinois livable again. I know a lot of people who have moved out of the state only to come back because of family. So Illinois is our home. Illinois is the greatest state in the nation. Chicago is a beautiful and a wonderful city. So if we focus on safety and we focus on our economy and get it where families can raise their children and thrive at their business, I think at the end of the day, people are going to be happy to call Illinois home.
Speaking with former state representative, former state senator, and former gubernatorial candidate Darren Bailey, just after the Only Citizens Vote rally in Orland Park. Here are a few of Mr. Bailey's remarks during that rally.
I went back to the original Webster Dictionary, and I wanted to just find out, what does the word citizen actually mean? Because maybe we're messing it all up. I mean, really. So, citizenship. Listen to this. The word citizenship, the state of being vested with the rights and privileges of a citizen. So right there, maybe the Democrats are looking at this word citizenship saying, oh yeah, we're going to give them the rights of a citizen and everything should be okay, right? Well, let's take a look at what the word citizen means. So I looked this up in the 1828 Noah Webster Dictionary. Don't want to use the woke updated versions. Citizenship is a noun, the state of being vested with the rights and privileges of a citizen. Okay, but we still haven't addressed citizen. Citizen, a noun. The second explanation, in the United States, a person, native or naturalized, who has the right to vote and hold real estate. Webster's 1828 dictionary. I want you to think about that. So, what do we do about the problem today? Because the problem, I love hearing what President Trump is doing in the Republican-controlled House and Senate, but we have our own problem here in Illinois, and our problem is by design. So let's think about some what-ifs. What if, instead of providing people who are here illegally free housing, what if we turn that over and housed the most vulnerable, people that actually needed it? What if, instead of giving all these benefits and health care to people who are here illegally, that we actually consider taking care properly of our veterans and the families who are most vulnerable? Yes. What if, instead of offering free college education to people who are here illegally, that we actually look at how we can prop up our own children to be the greatest and brightest for the future that we have before us? What if? That's the big question. And friends, that's the reality that we have here in Illinois. God bless this organization for doing. I really am. I am honored that you're here in Illinois, because many times Illinois just gets bypassed. It's Illinois. It's a problem. It's not going to get fixed anytime soon.
Darren Bailey, during the only citizens' vote rally in Orland Park. For more on that effort, go to demandonlycitizensvote.com. More of our conversation with Mr. Darren Bailey after this. Join Riley Gaines and the Illinois Family Institute for the Faith, Family, and Freedom Banquet, 7 p.m. Friday, November 7th at Denolfo's in Homer Glen. To reserve seats for this very special evening, go to illinoisfamily.org.
I do get called every name in the book, but what's scarier to me is not standing firm in the truth.
Riley Gaines, a 12-time All-American collegiate swimmer, praised by President Trump for her fight for fairness in women's sports. Like IFI, Riley is advancing truth.
It's actually compassionate to tell the truth. That's what love is.
An evening you don't want to miss. Riley Gaines and the Illinois Family Institute's Faith, Family, and Freedom Banquet, 7 p.m. Friday, November 7th at Denolfo's in Homer Glen. Act fast to reserve seats. Go to illinoisfamily.org, illinoisfamily.org.
Need somewhere to belong? Try here. We're socialites. Find us at socialites.blog. We aim to cultivate meaningful friendships and create places for people to come together face to face.
We do weekly group, Bible study groups, swing dancing. We even do bonfires on occasion.
We also connect churches via their YA groups in the Chicagoland area.
We want to be the answer to the question of, where do you even meet people anymore? Come find us at socialites.blog. Check out some of the events we got going or any of the groups that we host regularly.
Socialites.blog.
Thanks for joining Illinois Family Spotlight. Monty Lyric here in Orland Park, just after the Only Citizens Vote rally here in Orland. I'm joined by former state senator, former state rep, former gubernatorial candidate Darren Bailey, conservative activist, a longtime downstate farmer. Man, how's the farming business under Trump now?
Well, right now, I'm looking forward to Trump's fix on that. His tariffs have not necessarily affected the farm economy, but we need the Department of Ag to go to work and create more markets for our commodities, because right now, our commodity prices are the same as they were in the mid-90s, yet all the input costs are 4, 5, and 6 times higher. So we've got an excellent crop in the fields ready, but $4 corn and $8 soybeans simply don't cut it this day and age. So he knows that. He's going to work on that. And, President Trump, the man doesn't make mistakes. He doesn't mess up often, and he gets things done. So he has the farm economy on the radar, and I know he'll help get it corrected in due time.
Now, you mentioned earlier that the president has his eyes on Illinois. And what do you think of Governor Pritzker's decision to oppose sending the National Guard into Chicago and the mayor? Mayor Johnson, they oppose it. What message do you have for the governor and the mayor?
I think it's sad. I think it's a dangerous message. I think that just given these last two weekends, it was Saturday evening of Labor Day weekend. We haven't even had Sunday. We haven't even had Monday yet. Saturday evening, and we already had almost a record weekend of shooting and deaths. Something's very, very wrong. And when arrogance trumps politics, we've got a problem. So the actions of Brandon Johnson and J.B. Pritzker are absolutely irresponsible. They're dangerous. And honestly, the people of Chicago, they know that, because life's always decent on, Michigan Avenue and on Lakeshore Drive. But I've challenged J.B. Pritzker and Brandon Johnson to hightail it down to Riverside and East and West Garfield Park and get out there in these communities. Go check those out at 10 o'clock in the evening or 1 in the morning when families are coming home from work, and see how safe things are then.
Well, if you were governor, would you say to the president, hey, could you bring the Guard to some other cities in Illinois?
Yes, if the crime rate deserved that. I think that, much like what's taking place in Washington, D.C., I think that if the National Guard comes in, just the simple show of force, I think other cities are going to start waking up. Because you're exactly right. There's serious problems in other communities. But I think if we show that Chicago can get their act together, I think that the local, you know, plea that this safety act's not helping anyone. It's a dangerous act. So it's still in existence. It's still holding, you know, police officers to be able to, you know, confidently do their job.
So would you work to repeal it?
Yes, it's got to be repealed. So not only that, but just to give the hope and backing to our law enforcement to know that they can get out there and do their job properly.
Let me ask you this. Governor Pritzker probably going to run for re-election and then maybe run for president. So what does that put Illinois? If he wins election again, what's the outlook for Illinois?
I can't imagine a future for Illinois. You get one more term of this guy. I mean, the man's mad. He's bent on destruction, and business will leave. Business will fail to come in. People will leave. People simply cannot afford to live here. Just recently, everyone's utility bills skyrocketed with Ameren. It's happening now with the ComEd district. J.B. Pritzker, you know, the buck stops here type deal. J.B. Pritzker is the one that outsources and recommends where energy should be outsourced. Illinois used to be an exporter of energy, and now we rely on importing much. That's what's driving these costs up. So I hate to think what Illinois would look like in 7 years under a new term of this regime.
And if he becomes president,
I just pray that the people of this nation are smart enough to see what's going on, that this man's a tyrant. He's not a good man. He's bent on destroying life. He's bent on destroying the futures of our children. He's bent on not taking care of our veterans. I mean, what does the man care about except people who come here illegally and want to stay? He doesn't call them citizens. He calls them my people, if we listen to that. That's wrong.
Well, he's pro-criminal, and there's no getting around that. Lightning round. Homeschool Act. We have fear that they're going to resurrect this legislation to come after homeschoolers again. Your thoughts?
We've got to have school choice, period. So homeschoolers, private schools, be ready to stand up and push back, because we've got the votes and we've got the people to push back against this.
Mental health screeners in our government schools. What could go wrong?
One of the most dangerous aspects. That alone may be the most dangerous law that has been passed in recent Illinois history. Then that's meant for one purpose: pull the kids out of the family and put them into the DCFS care.
You think it's that dangerous?
I know it is. It will be.
Energy. Is it time to build more nuclear power plants?
I think the people of Illinois, if Illinois is going to grow and prosper, we have to consider that. We have to consider firing back up, you know, coal-fired energy. That is reliable. That's the only two sources of true, reliable energy that we have. We have thousands of years of coal under our feet in southern Illinois and throughout central Illinois. China right now today is building power plants every day, but they have a 1,500 allocated to be put up in the very near future. They do not have the scrubbers. They don't have the environmental safety mechanisms. Go right down to Marissa, Illinois, and you're going to see a power plant that is 98% clean. And I want to remind everybody, that's steam that's coming out from the scrubber. That is not smoke or pollution.
Let me ask you this. They want to resurrect assisted suicide. This is bad on many levels. I think it just plays into those who want to cut costs by killing people.
I had an interview the other day, and the narrator asked me, said, you've called Pritzker an evil man, and I tried to back that up, and I said, no, his actions are evil. And I left that interview thinking, you know what? This is pure evil. It takes an evil person to do nonsense like this, and it's wrong. So we need to stop it.
All right. Now, you have a new devotional. Tell us about that, the title, and what's it about?
Thank you. Rooted for a Reason. It's a 30-day devotional. People know that during COVID, I got on every day during the month of April, and all I could do was just offer hope and pray for the state of Illinois. So you can get a copy at goodsoilpublishing.com. And it's basically 30 stories that more than most of which kind of explain times that I've goofed up. You know, there's a lot of problems with the families in Illinois, and just to know that you stick your foot in your mouth, you do something wrong, you get up the next day and you make the best and put your best foot forward and keep moving on. So it's just hope and encouragement and stories that haven't been told on the campaign trail.
Okay.
That will only be found in that book.
All right. Well, I could write a book or a novel about my goof up. So what's the title and where can people get this?
Rooted for a Reason, goodsoilpublishing.com. Go to that site and you can get your copy for $20.
Who should read it?
everyone. This thing's meant for everyone. It's meant for children. There's stories about our family. There's stories about my work. There's stories about Cindy and I, some disagreements we've had in life, if you can imagine that. And there's stories in there about, as a parent, some hard calls that I've made. There's stories about when I've made mistakes in front of the men and women that work for me, and I had to kind of go back and eat some humble pie sometimes, so everyone will learn something. It's an easy read on purpose.
All right. When are you going to decide whether or not you'll run for governor again?
So Cindy and I are praying and fasting and being patient. We've set out some fleeces, one of which has been overcome. There's two more to come. And over the next, possibly by the middle toward the end of September, I'll be making a decision, yay or nay.
You heard it here. Thank you so much, Darren Bailey. God bless you, and God bless the decision you make.
Thank you for what you guys do.
We appreciate that. Thank you, folks, for tuning in. Please tell your family and friends about Illinois Family Spotlight. Do support the work of the Illinois Family Institute. Remember, we have a big banquet coming up Friday, November 7th with Riley Gaines. If you'd like to attend, 708-781-9328 or go online at illinoisfamily.org, illinoisfamily.org, and click events. Darren, you'll be there, right?
Yes, we will, babe. Already bought tickets.
Well, we're serving chicken. All right. Take care. God bless.
For more information about Illinois Family Spotlight, visit ifiaction.org. And to email questions and comments, do so at feedback@ifiaction.org.